Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. The words of Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16, 17, and 18. Ah, yes, here we are. It's already June the 6th, 2013. And somebody brought up to me, I think it was yesterday, who said, can you believe we are less than a month away from July 4th? And thought about that. I'm like, wow, you're absolutely right. We are less than a month away from July 4th. This is so hard to think about it and process that. But regardless, let's hit the pause button for a few minutes and let's enjoy this June the 6th, 2013. Yes, it's the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. It's Joey Kroll hanging out with you. I hope and pray that your week is coming along quite well. Actually, this past weekend, so blessed this past weekend. Had a chance to enjoy a nice three-day weekend. Had a chance to enjoy a retreat down in Atlanta, Georgia. Had a chance to go see Dr. Charles Stanley at his church, at First Baptist Church there in Atlanta, Georgia. And I try to do that about once a year. Had a chance to do that again. Of course, he was preaching this past Sunday, and it was just an honor and a blessing to see him speak. And I don't know if you've ever seen him on TV, but now he's gotten to the point, I think in the last year or so, where he's now sitting down when he preaches. And that's kind of hard to see. That really is, as a man of God and who's spent years and years and decades serving the Lord, and just kind of hard to see that, especially if it's someone who's you consider as a hero of your faith. But hey, great weekend though, and I pray that you are having a great week and an even better weekend. And just as a quick reminder though, no Birch Gospel class today. We will meet up though next Thursday, the 13th, as our gatherings are always on the second and fourth Thursday of the month. So it's never too late to join in on our special study. You can call and get registered today, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. The Merge Gospel Bible study that we'll be having, or that we've been having, at the Judah Christian School in Champaign as we study through the Gospels. Again, there's still room for you to join in and get registered, 217-367-7777. Well, our study for today comes from the book of 1 Corinthians. Oh, it's going to be a good one today. Hope you can join us for that right after this from Phillips, Craig, and Dean, and How Deep the Father's Love for Us, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son and make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Thank you.
Phillips, Craig, and Dean right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. I'm the Friends part, Joey Kroll, spending some time here with you on the 6th day of June, 2013. Well, have you ever been in one of those seasons where it seems like absolutely nothing goes right? You know what I'm talking about? We're just going through a season of hardship and struggle and difficulty. They're not fun, are they? Not at all. Not at all. In fact, praise God, I just left one of those seasons. Just praise God. You know, being in that weird season is never, ever fun at all whatsoever. And I'm praising God. I'm finally, I believe, I think I'm confident to say I am leaving one of those seasons. And in fact, a great pastor friend of mine, about a month ago, sent me an email just out of the blue and said, you know what, I was thinking about you, Joey, and for some reason I feel like I need to send this verse to you from Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. It says, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. And I thought that was just really nice of him to send that passage to me, not knowing where I was. He didn't know any of that. And it was kind of funny, too. In fact, when I was reading the email, I was listening to Dr. Stanley, his program, In Touch. And as I was wrapping up the email and reading it, Charles Stanley, I forgot what he was preaching on, but he also, at that same exact time when I was reading that email, also brought up 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 and 9, at that same exact time. So I'm like, okay, God, you're trying to show me something here. You're trying to let me know something here. Isn't it funny how God works like that through people and programs and radio stations? And it's just amazing how God works. And I just really had a chance to really just dwell on that passage. Paul says, I was given a thorn in my flesh. The word here, it doesn't say what that thorn was for Paul. And maybe for you today, friend, that thorn is maybe being behind in bills. Maybe struggling with depression. Struggling in your marriage. Struggling with an addiction. Whatever it may be, it's a thorn in your flesh. For me, it seemed like this past season just had a couple of thorns in my flesh, just all over the place. Have you ever been there? It's not fun, friend. It's not fun. But Paul says, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Friend, the thorn that's in your flesh today, whatever it may be, and you know exactly what it is, are you being tormented by it? You find yourself staying up in the middle of the night, can't sleep about it, insomnia, feeling like you have to hold it all in. Maybe you feel all alone. You are feeling tormented. In fact, I was looking up the word torment earlier today, and it says to cause, to go undergo great physical pain or mental anguish. Or another one says agony. The seasons of life can be so overwhelming, friend. Reading here what Paul has gone through, a great leader in the church also went through torment and agony and struggles. And sometimes it can be so overwhelming where you feel like you are all alone, feeling like God is nowhere to be seen or heard from. You know, sometimes those seasons can be that difficult. Even great Christian people feel like God isn't talking, like God isn't near. Those seasons of life can be that overwhelming. So how are we to respond? Well, friend, number one, it's not caused by all seasons, but I would look inwardly to see if there's any sin in your life that has caused the thorn in your side, by the way. And if so, go to the Lord humbly in prayer and repent. Now, again, not all seasons and struggles and difficulties are due to sin, specifically in your life. But if there is, we need to repent of it and come clean with the Lord. So how are we to respond? Well, how did Paul respond? In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8, it says, three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away. See, while he was in his season, his struggle, the thorn in his flesh, whatever that was, he continued to have a conversation with God. God doesn't allow situations in our life to happen just so that we can turn our backs on Him. I mean, if anything, it should bring us closer to Him. Sometimes, to be honest with you, the greatest prayers that I've ever prayed in my life were when I was on my knees, broken. So Paul said he prayed three times. He pleaded with the Lord. Not once, not twice, but three times. He continued to seek the Lord in whatever this thorn was in his life. Are you doing that, friend? To continue to seek out the Lord in the midst of the circumstances around you. So friend, if we are in that season of struggle and difficulty and agony, where there's a thorn in our flesh, we are to continue to seek out the Lord and continue our relationship with Him. Because when those storms of life can come, it can make everything blurry and loud in your life. Everything screaming out to you. Maybe different temptations are screaming out to you because it seems like it feels so much better than what you're going through. But in the midst of that, we need to continue to hear the awesome, incredible, soft voice of the Lord Jesus Christ and hear His voice in the midst of everything that's crying out to us. So we need to continue to be connected to Him, because He says, I am the vine and you are the branches. Apart from me, you can't do anything. So what better time to hold on to the Lord for dear life than when you're going through a tough time, tough struggle, tough season in your life? So Paul, in the midst of his thorn being in his flesh, he continued to pray not once, not twice, but three times. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But verse 9 is never a fun response to hear from the Lord. He says, but He said to me, but. Sometimes it's not a fun word, is it? But He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Friend, maybe the struggle that you're going through right now has nothing to do with your marriage, has nothing to do with your money issues. Maybe it has to do with you and God wanting you to grow in the midst of the season. I know we have some farmers listening here in the area. You ask any farmer, you're going to ask them, what do you need to be a successful farmer? You know, they're going to list off a couple of stuff, but the biggest thing that they're going to mention is rain. I need rain. I need water. And a healthy amount of it. Not too much or too little, but I need rain for my harvest. I need rain for my fields. See, friends, when you go through a storm in your life, it's important, believe it or not, looking at the bigger picture, it's important to go through those struggles, important to go through those storms of life, because as a farmer needs that rain for his crops to grow, God uses the storms of our life to help us grow. I know there are many people listening right now saying amen to that. Because of that one such and such situation in my life, I don't think I can be as strong of a believer like I am today if I didn't have that situation in my life. You know what, friend? I don't know about you, but I love peanut butter pie. Oh, praise the Lord for peanut butter pie. Peanut butter pie. So if you happen to see me out anywhere in the area and I'm eating peanut butter pie, just leave me be for a little while, okay? Because I'm in the presence of God when I'm eating my peanut butter pie, okay? I love peanut butter pie, but I don't like vegetables. I'm not a big fan of Brussels sprouts. But my mama, who growing up, made me eat my Brussels sprouts. As much as I didn't like them, she made me eat it. Mama, why do I have to eat Brussels sprouts? Because it's good for you. Where am I getting at, friend? We love the peanut butter pie truths of the Word of God. But there are also some Brussels sprout truths in the Word of God. May not necessarily taste good, but it's good for us. Just like the storms and seasons of our life that happen to each and every one of us. This is not the end, friend. The season that you're going through is not the end. It's just having to eat those healthy vegetables when it comes to our walk with the Lord. Because in the midst of that, in our weakness, when we're broken, God's grace is sufficient, but His power is made perfect in our weakness. Did you know that when a bone is broken and then heals, that previously broken place becomes the strongest part of the bone? Isn't that amazing? Yeah, the same is true for any of our broken places. The places where we've been hurt, have fallen, have failed, and are afraid are the very places that will become strongest if we allow God to heal us. When we are faithful to bring our broken parts to Him, He is faithful to heal them. His strength is made perfect, friend, in our weakness. Perfect in our weakness. Could it be the place that you're at right now, feeling all broken and on the floor, feeling like you're wounded? Could it be that's the exact place where God wants you to be at this moment? And if that's you today, friend, I want to remind you that all things work together for the good of those who love Him.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away. And precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember when sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus and live. Oh, and when the love spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus and live. And with your final kiss the world goodbye, then go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, and live.
Chris Rice with a fantastic song. It's called The Entitled Hymn, and Come to Jesus. Right here on Great News Radio. Friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you. I just want to set aside a couple of seconds here just to remind you that this is a listener-supported radio station. We do depend on your financial support, your prayers for this radio ministry. So would you consider maybe get involved as a prayer partner, but also as a financial supporter of this radio ministry? You are literally the backbone of our budget. We depend on the Lord, and we depend on your faithful gifts and prayers. So you can get involved with Great News Radio by sending in your gift of support and words of encouragement to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Or you can give online safely and securely, greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I hope and pray you enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning, we'll have the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, as Mark and Jason will continue their series on the Book of Acts. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.